The following is from Psychology Today. In every human society, people differ from one another in status. Those with higher status have greater power, money, and access to interested mates. Due to the fitness-enhancing benefits of having higher status, the drive for high status, and the emotions, traits, and behaviors that facilitate that drive run deep in our blood. Well, according to this observation, people who have a high status are those people who have money and power. That's the view of the world. The rich and famous, the rich and powerful. In his last chapel, Professor Sullivan showed us that Asaph was temporarily caught up in that same belief. He envied the rich and the powerful because they seemed to get everything they wanted, and to get away with the evil that they did. If you watch the news channels today, you'll probably get the same impression. The wealthy and those in positions of power seem to get away with stuff that we wouldn't get away with. Are you jealous? Do you envy them? Do you hope that someday you will have wealth and power? If so, then I guess I've spent this year in vain, because I have been speaking to you of a status that is so much higher than that. A much more enviable position. If you are envious of the rich and powerful, then perhaps these should be your beatitudes. Blessed are the rich. Blessed are those who party. Blessed are the aggressive. Blessed are those who do whatever they want. Blessed are the self-centered. Blessed are the wicked. Blessed are the fighters. Blessed are those who never have to suffer. Asaph was envious of such people for a while. And so, yes, it's not surprising that we might find ourselves in that same position. In fact, when we hear Jesus' Beatitudes, we may well wonder, is he really talking about me? That's because Christians tend to be very conscious of their failings. It really cannot be otherwise. We want to serve our Lord Jesus Christ, right? And it hurts when we fail. Repentance becomes then a part of our daily lives. And thanks be to our Lord Jesus, so does forgiveness. So then, we are poor in spirit. We do mourn. We do hunger and thirst after righteousness. We are pure in heart. Pure because we've been cleansed in the blood of Christ. And we are filled with his righteousness. Asaph was envious for a while, until he went into the sanctuary of the Lord. And there he discovered the outcome, the end result of their lives. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. So as Asaph said, for a time, those who use their positions of power and wealth for evil seem to get away with it. They seem to enjoy the best of this world. However, this world, this earth, is just a waiting room where we wait before coming into the presence of the eternal God. What happens in the waiting room is nothing compared with what happens when we come into the presence of God. So the rich do get stuff, Those who party get a buzz. Those who are aggressive tend to get their own way. Those who are self-centered don't have to be bothered with the problems of other people. The wicked can enjoy their fleshly desires. The fighters can get even with their enemies. Those who never have to suffer, well, they never have to suffer. But once they come into the presence of God, they find out where they will be spending eternity. For the few goodies that they have in the waiting room, the toys that they can play with, they will get an eternity in that black furnace of hell. Now, look at your status as the blessed of God. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. You will be comforted forever. You will inherit the earth. You will be satisfied with perfect righteousness. You will receive mercy. Will see God. Will be called sons of God. Truly great is your reward in heaven. What the world thinks is theirs now is going to slip through their fingers very quickly. They will have nothing when they pass through the portal that separates time from eternity. All their riches, gone. All their powers, gone. Their parties, self-promotion, pride, politics, gone. They will stand before the judge in spiritual nakedness with nothing to show for their lives. And the feeling within them will be that of great sorrow, fear, terror. But you and I will pass through the portal clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We will come before the judge and hear him say, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." So, my friends, beloved of God, as you go out into the world and observe the seeming prosperity of the wicked, don't be fooled by what your eyes see. They are not the blessed ones. You are. So go forth with the prayer Asaph on your lips. "Lord, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none on earth that I desire beside you." We conclude with the hymn printed up for you.
also kind of leads the faculty staff college real quick, kind of like right there.